Om Shanti. Good morning. Welcome. Welcome for the first timers and those who are a little bit attracted by this topic and who think, oh, I would love to be there, although I'm not a first timer, to get a little bit more of these relationships with Baba. We heard some of you are for that here, so also welcome. Yes? Thank you very much. Angels, translation, angels. Wow. Okay. So, everyone very welcome in Baba's home, your home. As Baba always saying, Madhuban is our home. And we can feel that when we're here for the first time. It's so special. I don't know how you feel, but it's so special to come here and to feel the vibrations and to feel like heaven on earth is here, actually. Yeah. And Baba is so close. Can you feel? Yeah, he's so close here. So easy to access. And in all the meditations, and when we are walking outside, and of course, by the lovely food he's preparing for us. Very, very nice. So today, we have 2 hours together to just do some self-reflection and some writing and some exchanging on relationships with Baba. And at the end of the session, you get a beautiful booklet for you with lovely words from seniors, from Baba himself, and questions to just write and to go into the depth of all relationships with Baba. And it is related to all the moments of the day, from Amrit Vela till nighttime. Because every moment of the day is actually, we can connect to Baba in a different way. We can bring him close to us in a very different way. And that's what we want. Because we don't want to always be connected to the teacher, do we? Not only teachings, we need love, we need a friend, we need a child, although it sounds strange. Have you ever heard of Baba as your child? That you're his father or his mother? It's very special, actually. And he's your mother, he's your father, he's your friend, your bridegroom. And sometimes for the brothers, it's a bit strange feeling that he is your bridegroom and you are his bride. But here in this journal, you can find some extracts of the Murli which explain more about it. And you can feel for yourself, because a bride is female and you're in a male body and it can be a little bit strange. So you can just find your ways to feel how that is for you, if it can open up for you. And I think first I like to share some personal things. Many are still coming in, but I just go because, yeah. Okay. I thought I'd share some personal things. How I, my name is Petra, I'm from Holland, and how I developed relationships with Baba, some relationships. And I share some personal things just so you know a little bit how you also can do it or how you are already doing it. And I remember I met Baba, and I was very surprised that the way he was connecting to me in the Murlis and his lessons was actually a very guiding way. He is very clear about what he wants from me. My father, my Lokic father, was not so clear. So I was not used to that. I was used to do it in my way. Manmat. Very much used. And it was okay. I'm the fifth daughter. I have four sisters above me. And they are all very much trying to guide me. Because my father didn't do that. So when I met Baba, I started to find a new way of a father who is so clear to me, who's guiding me, and to develop the faith inside that I can let go bit and bit more of my manmat. And sometimes, because I was so used to it, and sometimes I still am used to do this manmat, I keep moving every now and then on the track, and then things happen not in the right way, and I come back to Srimat and I feel the safety of it. So it really was a way to develop the soul and to become to become happy with it, to feel good with it. I don't know if you recognize a little bit of it. Maybe you had the same, or maybe to meet such a father is very special. And I had a very loving Lokic mother, so this was not a problem for me to meet such a loving mother. Shiv Baba in the body of Brahma Baba, who feels actually like my mother. And like being in Amrit Vela, sitting with my mother, feeling embraced, feeling the love, was easy for me. But some souls don't have such a loving mother. They have a mother who is a little bit strict, who is a little bit detached. You feel a little bit pain inside about the relationship with your mother. And then it can be, yeah, what can I say? It feels a little bit unusual to start to have build a relationship with Shiv Baba as your loving mother. And sometimes, I don't know if you were yesterday at the session of Brother Ash, he let tears. He was very easy in sharing it. If you have a painful relationship with your mother or father, you sometimes have to cry that you have such a clear father and such a loving mother. You have to get used to it. And it's a process, actually. Although Daddy Jenki said, don't go into a process, you have to be there immediately. But a little bit, layer by layer, your heart opens to it. And it helps to have a conversation with Baba in Amrit Vela, writing to him on the daytime, and just allowing him to heal your heart in this. Because we have all come from many lives, we know, 63 lives of all kinds of fathers and mothers and teachers and friends. Sometimes we were betrayed, sometimes we were excluded. All kinds of things happened. So to open your heart and to be honest and to feel close and to develop all relationships with him. He's the best therapist, actually. That's what I feel, don't you think? He's a perfect therapist. He heals our heart in many different ways. So, especially when we are here, first timers, in this very, these are sacred grounds, Madhuban. And I have the feeling that Baba lived in Pandav Bhavan, but he before Gyan Saroba was here, he must have walked here a lot. Because he was he had a strong body, so he walked the whole area, and all his vibrations are here, you can feel it. So it's a special time to realize it for yourself. And I think that when we are here, it's not only about knowledge. It's not only about the head, but it is the connection with the heart. And especially all the relationships are very much from the heart. And in Lokic life, I work as an advisor for parents about how to raise children. And in this world, many people have problems with their children. And there are a lot of children who are not so easy because they have had also many lives, these souls. And to have this relationship with the perfect child. Shiv Baba is a perfect child. Nothing wrong with him. He doesn't want to go against you. He doesn't run away. He's not naughty. He's just very sweet and loving and obedient. And he does whatever you want. So this is also a special relationship to go deeper into, if that's something which you feel like it's important for you. Because you and I, each one for each other, we are the ones who decide which relationships are important for us. Yeah. So this is why today we are going to explore this, because I can talk for hours, but then there's nothing for you. So it's important for you to also develop this. So we want to ask you to go to my glasses. To choose three. Can you please give everyone a white paper? To choose three relationships which are important for you. And maybe we can just speak out some relationships. Maybe we can find 10 together. Can anyone share what kind of relationships with Chief Baba can we have? Please share. A friend. Father. Mother. Child. Teacher. Soulmate? Anyone? Sadhguru? More relationships? Husband, beautiful, yes. Yes, sometimes we have an easy husband and sometimes we don't have an easy, so it's nice to develop that relationship. What else? What relationships do we have more? Friend? Bridegroom. Yeah. Some more relationships. Is your business partner maybe? Yes, he can be your business partner. Maybe you have a problem with your business partner. Then you have the perfect business partner with you. Yeah. Anything else? Friend? Everyone wants the friend, I can feel, yeah. Sorry? Wife, yeah. Soulmate, yeah. We want a soulmate, don't we? Yeah. When we feel lonely, we want a soulmate who we can connect to. Yeah. Okay. Make three columns on your paper. And write three relationships in the columns and write perfect characteristics of that relation, of that relationship. The virtues, the powers, the character, the attitudes, maybe the face, everything that's perfect, that you think this is a perfect father, this is how a perfect father behaves, this is how a perfect father speaks. Is it clear for everyone? Yes? We have time. Take your time just to go into it with some light music. That would be nice. Whatever relationships you choose. Yeah. The first one, on top, father, and you write in that column all perfect characteristics. Then on the second, if you choose mother, all perfect characteristics. Yeah? We have one more minute. Okay. You have enough time? You've had enough time or still not ready? Okay. Waiting for Spanish translation. Can you hear it now? Yeah. Yeah. Very good. You had enough time to write? How did it go? Was easy? Yeah. It's amazing, eh, that God is a personality, actually. Such a almost human, but very extraordinary, because it's a perfect human, isn't it? But, yeah. So, I think it's nice to exchange a little bit. And I think it's important that when we exchange, we really listen to each other. Because we have a mind full of enthusiasm. And when someone starts to talk to us, we immediately want to talk back, or we have this chattering in the mind. But it's really, I feel when someone is really listening to me, it's healing me. So this is also a healing exercise, to listen to each other really. And I want to ask you to find someone to share with. And before you start sharing, one after the other, you give each other drishti. So you listen to each other in a soul conscious way. And with the power of the first timer, because the first timers, they have power, I think. They bring the newness here. So that's beautiful. It's the new generation always, for every Madhuban. So start with drishti, and then choose who will start sharing. The other ones completely listen. And take your time to share. Speak from the heart, what you really are, your perfect characteristics. And then after a minute or five, you change. Okay? Okay. Find someone and start with drishti, at the moment of real silence. Thank you. Don't forget to change, that the other one also starts telling, and the other one listening. Thank you. We have one more minute. Om Shanti. Om Shanti. Om Shanti. It's such a loving, bubbling energy. Amazing what Shiv Baba does with us. Who is this Shiv Baba? Well, he is perfect. He is making our hearts sing. He is giving us the sustenance for which we were waiting for so long. Really, because everyone who comes here has somewhere some pain in our hearts. And sometimes when you clean a bit from your heart, another thing is opening up. So sometimes you feel a couple of days, a couple of weeks, you feel good and easy, and then next thing is coming up. And it's special because when we come here in Madhuban, heaven on earth, we think, no problem, but it can happen here also. It can happen here also that you feel so tired, that you feel looking a little bit, I don't know what's happening in me, or you have problems with the food, or you have problems with sleep, or to stand up early. At home it's so easy, and you come here and you feel tired. You fall asleep in the meditation, and you think, is this me? At home everything is fine. Baba, you are my perfect friend, you are my soulmate, you are my perfect lover. What's happening to me? And you feel a little bit disappointed about yourself. But it's normal. It's normal. Transformation is happening. So if something is happening to you always, but also for the first time you hear, find a friend. Go to the double foreign office and tell the one who's sitting there, I don't have anyone, but I'm not feeling happy. And we can talk, of course. Because we are here to be together. Baba wants you to clear out your heart and to feel comfortable. And it's no problem. It's really no problem. It's normal. Don't feel ashamed. Don't feel guilty. Yeah. I see so many people nodding their heads, so I'm so happy. Yeah. We are on the path to become perfect. We are on the path to become equal to Shiv Baba, and he offers all his relationships. And you see what's happening when you talk about beauty, because God is beauty, the air is starting to bubble up. So can anyone share a little bit from what you wrote down? And if you speak in another language, if you can speak Russian or Spanish, it's okay. Someone can translate for you. Don't hesitate to ask for the mic and I will come and bring you. Who wants to share something of the exchange from what you heard from the other? Don't be shy. Yeah.
The Supreme God, first time I feel in love. Because my inside heart, that I search in true love. That time, if every my relationship in the family or anything, I feel that one not true love, sometimes that they are hurting. That everything I put inside, but I will love with them. That time, this Gyan I get, the Supreme God give the love. That love take with me here. I feel he is my husband, he is my lover. When I came in here, the first time I feel I want to engage him. Because he is my guardian and in my lifelong he is for everything for me. That's why I came here. Like an engagement.
Нас отец не только нас защищает. Вот я на своем примере скажу, он даже заботится о наших логик окружении. Была такая ситуация, у моей физической дочери были проблемы на работе. Я села... Да. Давайте.
Sister is telling about one situation with her daughter when she was sick.
Проблемы с дочерью были на работе. Я села перед у дочери на работе, она меня это рассказала об этом. Я села медитации перед бабой, и он мне дал подсказку.
Sorry, I was wrong before that she was not sick, but she had some problems. Her daughter had some problems at her work, and she told her everything, and Sister Vera sit before the Baba, and
он сказал, готовь пхок, сажай этих руководителей ее и корми. Она сказала их имена поименно, я говорила Бабе, и он их кормил их бхогом.
And Baba said to her, prepare pork and give those souls this pork. You should feed them. So, and she named all these persons' names.
И ее не только не уволили, даже еще как поддержали, ну, прощение попросили, потому что и она осталась на работе, у нее все нормализовалось. Это было так удивительно.
And that was a magic because her daughter's situation was very solved because she wasn't even fired, but she was awarded and somebody said some sorry for her, so everything was fine, and that was the magic.
Так что Баба заботится не только о нас и о нашем окружении. Это очень удивительно.
So that is why Baba, he supports, gives sustenance not only for us, but to our surroundings.
So is anyone maybe the teacher or the Sadguru or any other relationships? Yeah?
I don't know why my heart beats so fast when I talk about my partner. Yes, the relationship I would like to experience from him as a partner. And so magical, like yesterday in the Muli, Baba explained a lot about who he is and where does he come from. And I just think that as a partner, you should let me know deeply about you, because I know already your name and where you come from, but I would like to know deeply, and the pure love will appear automatically, and the answer will appear today, your class let me feel deeply about the partner, the past characteristic is ready for me at every moment. When I need you, answer everything, you should appear and give me the answer. Yes, thank you.
Thank you. Anyone else? Perfect soulmate? Sister.
Yes. Я хочу поговорить о Баба как о партнере по бизнесу.
She wants to tell about Baba as a business partner.
Yes, it's very interesting for me because it's for me. Это очень интересно для меня, потому что вот в этом как раз проблема. И я поняла, что Баба, нам брат дал такое очень интересное видение, бизнесмен, мы встретили в Дерваланагаре. Он сказал, многорукий Баба, то есть когда сложно, Баба, доставай все руки и начинай делать. И Баба действительно, как Каран Караванхар, появляется много-много рук.
Sister has a very good slogan. When she faces some situations, she addresses to Baba and says, Baba, take out all your hands and help me. And it's really, Baba is Karan Karan Mahar, and he will help you definitely.
But it is not mine. It's for brother from Dirvalnagar. Also businessman. And another, when Baba invest, когда Баба инвестор. То есть интересно, Баба, все принадлежит Баба. Баба дает мне все. Но как это сделать в реальности? То есть я полностью ему доверяю, все деньги, которые приходят, дает мне Баба.
So everything belongs to Baba, and Baba has everything for me. And
что там?
And he is like an investor. Baba is investor.
Коротко. И Баба всегда рядом и отражает любые атаки, которые связаны с бизнесом.
And Baba is always close to me, only with me, always with me, and he attracts all the Maya's arrows from me. Any obstacles, yes?
Yes. Thank you.
Baba is the business partner and the investor. Now it's newness, isn't it, for today? Okay, lovely. Good energy, Baba's relationships. And you know what is happening? If you want to build this relationship with the perfect one, there are always some threats of attachment to certain souls in our lives, which blocks us a little bit from having that relationship with Baba, isn't it? It can be attachment to your father, to your mother, to a friend, to a child, to a business partner. It can be, yeah, it can be maybe a neighbor even. One of your sisters or brothers. You know, you feel like you have some karmic thing with someone which is pulling you away from having this very nice relationship. And you feel every time this soul is crossing your path, you feel pulled into it. And it's not strange. This is why we're here with Baba, to clear these relationships. And I think Baba knows very well how we can become free from this. He knows it. So what we would like you to do is personally, individually, have some paper from your notebook. I hope you have that. And first write a letter to him or her. Whatever way, maybe you have something with the mother, then it's a her. You write whatever you want to him or her, what is blocking you, what is an obstacle, what is a bondage which is unfree. And then you give your pen to Baba and ask him to tell you how you can become free from it. Yeah? So he uses your hand to write to you. You give your pen and your hand to Baba to give you the answer. Yeah? So we really have 15 minutes time. You don't have to hurry. We will have some nice music. And just write. Just clear your heart. And let him write to you. Is it clear for everyone? Yeah? Okay. Enjoy. Yes. No, I have to repeat? Yes. No problem. The first thing is you write to Baba what is blocking you from having a certain relationship with you, which flows naturally and perfectly. So you write your attachment, your blockages, your obstacles, whatever you feel inside. And then you hand over your hand and your pen to Baba, and you let him write via your hand to you how you can solve it. His advice, his loving advice to you. Pure love. Yeah? 15 minutes time. Enjoy. Om Shanti. Now, I think it's so beautiful to keep this silence together, and our love filled hearts, or firmness of a business partner, a good husband or a good wife, whatever feels good for you. And now we have this letter. I thought it would be nice to... We have 20 minutes time before Manju Ben is coming to share Toli with us and to distribute the journal for the first timers. And just one by one walk on stage in front of Baba, of Bab Dada, and look him in the eyes for 10, 15 seconds shortly, and put your little letter on the table in front of him. And look him in the eyes as your mother, your father, your friend, your soulmate. Make it short but powerful drishti between you and him or her. Yeah? So I asked the brother to put some special music for this and meditation lights. And when you've gone there, you come back and put in your seat and have meditation together. Yes? Okay, and just go row by row. Don't think, when will I go? No, just row by row. First this side, all the rows, and then that side, all the rows. Okay? Is that clear? Yes. Okay, thank you. You can start. Let's have some beautiful silence together. Yeah? Come in silence. Please go. I'm not sure if he's there. Shh. Please. Silence. It will flow. Yeah. You can stand in front of him, brother, and put your letter on the table. Please, only short drishti, and then put your letter. 15 seconds is fine. Just walk further, then the rest can come. And walk this way to your seat. Om Shanti. Very warm welcome to you, Manju Ben. We are so happy to have you here with us. And we have just had a lovely session on all relationships with Baba. And, you are such a senior sister here in Gyan Sarovar for so many years, but there was also a moment which was your first time in Madhuban. Do you remember that? Your first time when you came to Madhuban? Yeah, because this is a gathering of first timers. Not everyone, but some were attracted to come because they loved the relationships with Baba. So maybe you can have 5 minutes to share a bit on your first time and then give them all Toli, like we used to do here. Yeah? And the first time is get a journal also. But maybe first some loving words from you.
Om Shanti. Good morning. First time I came to Madhuban when I was like 10 years old. I don't remember. I came to Gyan when I was 8 and a half, 9 years old with my mother. And I came in 70s to Madhuban. 75, 76 first time, and I was studying, like I was studying 4th grade or something like that, or 6th, 5th grade, something like that, and the first time I met Baba in meditation hall in Panda Bhavan. Baba also used to come in the history hall before, but then... And Baba used to meet every child who is to come, they used to be little gathering like 100, 150, 200 used to be the big group, you know, in those days. But 150, the capacity of the meditation hall that you know in Pandapavan. And it was my turn when I came to, and because as a child, first time when I heard Baba's voice, I was afraid. I was so afraid because Baba's, you know, that sort of, you know, voice, and I know Baba, but then the first time when I heard directly, I was a bit scared. And I was, brothers took me to the history hall, and then they, you know, they asked me to, because Baba is to sit whole night. He used to come at 6:30 in the evening, and it used to go whole night. So they took me to the history hall, and they said, "You sleep, sleep, sleep. Don't worry, nothing is. It's Baba, it's Baba." Then I got that energy, and then I came back and I sat in front of Baba. So when it was my turn to come and meet Baba, Baba gave long drishti, and Baba gave toli, you know, used to give toli, feed toli in fact. And Baba gave blessing. Baba said, "You have to have the balance between your Laukik study and your spiritual study." I remember that. "And then you will move ahead." And and that's the first time when I met Baba. With that loving drishti, and he had so much of love as a child, as Baba's child and as a little child. Baba likes little children also, you know. And so that was my first meeting with Baba. And Baba used to come every other day, one day after another. And we used to get two or three times to meet Baba in 5 days, you know. And then fifth day or sixth day we are supposed to leave. So that's how it used to be in Madhuban. And I also remember this very distinct, which I've never shared so far. The first time I came to Madhuban, you know, it was then with my parents. I came with my father and mother, and arrived in Pandapavan, and you know, Shashi Ben's office. So we put all the luggage and we stood there waiting for accommodation. And you know, there is a little lane next to go to dining hall, that little lane in between, you know. I really, it was so amazing. I saw a tall man, you know, like standing, white, 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 white. And I just rubbed my eyes and said, but nobody were there, because there were no much people in those days. I could see that tall man with a shawl like this, put. Oh my God. And as a child, I didn't understand the depth of it. And then I realized, you know, Brahma Baba, the subtle angel, Baba is always there with us, welcoming each child, whether we are aware or not aware. But Baba loves every child, and he tries to give that sense of belonging and make each of us feel that we all his children, and we are all his chosen children. We didn't just come like that. He chose us, and that is, you know, all of us get that feeling when we come first time. So you're all most welcome. Welcome home, and your stay, I'm sure, will be very, very comfortable in terms of your mind, your body. And anything you all need, we are always there to take care of you. Thank you very much. Om Shanti.
Thank you so much. So lovely to hear. And you know what happens when you share these stories? I feel I'm there. Do you feel that too? You feel you're there in Pandavapan, standing there in the courtyard and seeing this subtle angel.
Oh, really, I tell you. The Pandavapan, every brick has a story, my life story there. From the childhood till I'm 62 years old, this body. And I'm 50 years in with Baba. I finished 50 years actually. So all my life, you know, is there everywhere. When I go to Pandavapan, all the memories come back with God, you know, memories. Your life with God. It's such a... Your life with God for 50 years.
And also for the first time, it's just as beautiful, isn't it?
Of course.
Yeah.
Of course. You know, all that time, the first time experience is all the time, always wonderful. So I'm sure you will carry the beautiful, beautiful, most precious experience from here as a carryaway when you leave Madhuban. I'm sure Baba will fill your aprons with so much that sustains the rest of your life. The memories you will have will be very, very good. Whoever it may be, through Petra, through her, anyone may be instrument. But it's Baba who's giving.
Thank you.
Didis or dadis or brothers or sisters, whoever helps you or gives you love, gives you whatever, it's not a favor you're doing. It's your right. Because you're a child and child has a right. So whatever you're going to get, all the pampering maybe, that's your right. Okay? So it's not a help, it's not a favor. But you have to get what you have to get, so you got it. And you'll get it. Om Shanti.
Thank you. So we want you to ask to distribute toli to everyone. And then the same rose can come up. We have to wait for the brother to bring the toli. And the ones who are the first timers can have a journal. And if the other ones are really eager to have one, you can get it online. Yeah? You can you can go to the Dibblefoorn office. We have it also online. Yeah? So only the first timers. Okay. Om Shanti.